Got her with me. Yeah, so first off, Shay, appreciate you so much for having me here, man. I'm loving everything you do. I love everything you've been doing over the years, man. You're absolutely a legend in this place. So I'm loving in this space. So I love what you do, everything you represent, the Happy Entrepreneur platform. Definitely honored to be here, man. So thank you so much for being here, first and foremost. Secondly, man, so me, I'm Marco Russell. I'm a lifelong entrepreneur. And I go back to entrepreneurship when I was just knocking on the doors, asking, can I take your trash out? Can I cut your grass? Got a little older, started selling some drugs. I mean, I was always entrepreneur when I didn't even know it was entrepreneurship. Started an entertainment company, doing artist management, club promotions, and all that, and then got introduced to this thing called network marketing, which led me to the skill of online marketing and lead generation, which brings me to what we do today. So now that whole process led me to this realization that the number one reason businesses go out of business. It's because they don't know how to continuously get people in the door. So our specialty and our craft that we've honed over the past 7 years at this point is really helping entrepreneurs, specifically like coaches, consultants, service providers, authors, speakers, and so forth, helping them fill their calendar with high quality, pre-qualified, pre-sold prospects. So they never have to worry about where their clients are coming from, where their ideal clients are going to come from again, and helping them automate the whole process. So if you want to get 50 to 100 leads every single day coming to you through an automated process that raise their hand and say they want to buy your $3,000 or $10,000 or more offers. We're the people come through. Top experts, celebrities, celebrity gurus online, influencers. A lot of them come to us when they want to make their marketing work better and they can streamline the process and get more clients, have more profit, have more freedom, and have more impact in the process. Yeah, so for me, Shay, I had this conversation with my clients the other day, and basically I told them, like, hey, right now, the content that you're putting out in the marketplace, whether it's video content, whether this is audio content, whether this is just straight Facebook posts, is really going to determine how people plug into you. So people are looking to plug into people who are operating from a place of certainty and a place of confidence, not a place of fear, right? So if you're putting out stuff representing fear, people are going to plug into people who are more certain and confident about what's going on. So it's about how you show up in the marketplace because a whole lot of new leaders in different marketplaces are arising and going to arise at this moment right now based on how you view what's going on right now. So a lot of people are viewing what's going on right now as obstacles. And then you got other people who view it as opportunity. So those who see this as opportunity, they're going to maximize and capitalize on massive opportunity while serving in a big way. And those who focus on the obstacles, they're gonna get rotten sleep basically by focusing just on obstacles. So it's totally about what are you viewing, what are you focusing on at this moment.
What are you doing? What are you focusing on at this moment? What are you saying for those folks that are tuning in? You listen to the one and only Markwell Russell. He's made a promise to help you attract high-paying clients and then automate it. Why do you think some folks, and I know when we get started, we're going to have an official show and all that, but why do you think some folks have a resistance to this thing of automating their attraction systems, although they know they need more clients? Like, why do you think folks just don't do it, man?
I think folks don't do it, Shay, man, mainly because they just don't know how to do it. They just haven't really, a lot of times, especially in this online world, people have made this stuff so complicated. Like they make it like it's all these different moving pieces. Now, there are different things you got to do, obviously, right? But a lot of times it seems way too complicated. So people will rather stick with the stuff, even though it's more manual, even though it's more grunt work and more hard grind type, 24/7 type of grind, they would rather stick with that because at least they know what comes with that, even if it's a lack of results, instead of stepping out and like, okay, figuring out, all right, how do I simplify this and implement it into my business? So just really just the unknown, and people just overcomplicating this stuff for so many years.
Just the unknown. Okay, we come back. We're going to jump right into it. My first question is going to be is, what is a freaking client attraction system? What is it and how does it work for you? For those folks that are out there like Takesha, thanks for joining. By the way, Yuri, it's always a pleasure. I see you, Tanya Fairley, in the house. Kawana is in the house as well. Thank you so much. Aaliyah says, I can only hear the guests, but I believe you can hear me now. So for those folks that are out there, make sure you can hear me. Say, Shay, we hear you. Just look right below the video. Look right below the video and say, Shay, we hear you. If you don't, it doesn't matter. As long as you hear Marquell, that's the most important part. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Marquell, we got a show. We got to get going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's showtime. We're going to track those clients. I can't wait. This is it, man. Made to my mom. I only did this message for one person, and that's my mom. This is for you, mom. Love you. My name is Shay Brown, the happy entrepreneur. Make it a great day, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, check. Shay Brown.
Mic check, mic check.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Yes.
Yeah. And they stay there.
Well, it's a great day. My name is Shay Brown, the happy entrepreneur, and welcome to the Happy Entrepreneur Show, the number one business development and revenue focused late night show in the country where we're on a mission. And our mission is to empower. Our mission is to inspire. And our mission is to provide you, that's right, you, the entrepreneur, with all of the resources that are necessary to execute that big, 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 big vision you have for the people you were called to serve. And I believe you have three visions, by the way, that I love to share. I believe first you have a vision for yourself, like the clothes you want to wear, like the food that you want to eat, which hopefully is organic, right? For the car that you want to drive. And it takes resources, which means it takes revenue and Marquell to help you get that revenue. I believe you have a second vision, by the way. I believe you have a vision for your loved ones. My two boys are grown, but there was a time they were young and I wanted to send them to a college of my choice. It took resources, which means it takes revenue. Just 2 days ago, I had a chance to go to Mother Dear. She lives right down the road. I could go. I could bring groceries. I could order what she wanted online. It takes resources. Some of you want to write a check for someone's mortgage right now during these times. You want to write a check for someone's health care insurance. It takes resources, which means it takes what? Yeah, I know. We're back to revenue, right? And then I believe you have a third vision. I believe you have a third vision. I believe you have a vision for the people you were called to serve. And I want you to imagine for a moment that you're Noah. You're in the Bible, whether you're a believer or not, okay? And Noah has this vision given to him by God with the experience, with the expertise. He's ready to go. And he shows up. And right before he starts, he gets this. Noah, excuse me, Noah. We've got to report to you that there's no hammer in the house. No hammers. Noah says, no biggie. We ain't got no hammers. We're going to be just fine. Noah, it's us again. Sorry, it's us again, Noah. There's no nails in the house either. Okay, nobody panic. Rule number one, don't panic. No hammer, no nails, no resources. We're going to be okay. Noah, this is the last time I'm doing this, Noah. It's the last time I'm doing this. There's no wood and there's no team to put the boat together. Good luck with this mission. And maybe that's you. You don't have no clients, which means you have no revenue. You got the mission. You got the purpose. You got the passion. All you need is high-paying clients. So with that being said, the one and only Marquell Russell is here to help you get high-paying clients and do it in a system. So Marquell, my man, what's going on? How are you?
I am amazing, man. I'm excited to be here, man. I'm enjoying life right now.
You're enjoying life right now. Folks are out there. Cassandra Carter's out there right now. Olivia's out there. Mia's out there. Mel is out there. So many folks are tuning in, man. You're bringing out the all-stars. Take a moment and talk about what in the LL Cool J is a client attraction system. Like, just frame it for the entrepreneur that's watching right now where it sounds obvious, but they want your view of the world.
Absolutely. So basically, on the online world right now, is a buzzword that we hear a lot. And that buzzword is funnel. So a lot of people are running all around. They're like, they got a funnel. They're funnel hacking. They have this funnel software. And a lot of really great marketers are telling people that you only require a funnel to grow your business, right? In reality, a funnel is just a part of the equation. Just a part of the equation. It's not all of it. And here's how we know. I saw some people listening to my voice right now, they have a funnel, but it's still not getting them the results they want. I saw a guy in the Facebook group a few months ago, and he was like, he said, man, I built my funnel, you know, and I'm still not making any money. I'm mad. He was mad. Like, he had built the funnel. He had bought this tool. I won't say the name of the company because that's not important. But he had bought this company tool, built the funnel, wasn't getting the results. Why wasn't he getting the results? Because I asked him, I'm like, hey, have you started driving traffic to the thing? And he was like, he basically was like, no. He thought that all he required was a funnel. So a client attraction system is like all the parts that go with it. A funnel is just part of it. So when a client attraction system, it's like, it's a few parts. So number one is like getting in front of the right people. That's number one. Once you get in front of the right people, you got to have the right message for the right people. And then when you got the right message for the right people, you have the right offer for the right people. So you're giving them an offer, telling them what to do now. Once they click on your ad, notice you had to do three things before somebody even clicks on your link. Now, once they click on your link, they go over to your funnel page or wherever your destination for them to go. We're going to just use it for a funnel landing page, for example. They go over there. Then if it's incongruent with what they saw over here in the ad or the content, when they get here, then they're going to take the next step, which may be opt in. Enter their name and email or enter their email. Then once they enter their name and email in there, they go to your next page, which is your lead manager, whatever you gave them to download. And then now your follow-up emails, whether that's follow-up emails, which I highly recommend, which most people don't do, your follow-up emails, and then like your retargeting ads, all those things that help convert that lead. So it's the before, the during, and the after process that must be on point, and you want to automate it. So when it comes to marketing, it's four layers. You got like the awareness layer. That's why they call it a funnel, because you got the awareness layer, you got the interest layer, you got the engagement layer, and then at the bottom, you got the client layer. But you got to know how to put a ton of people on the top. So all four of those phases, you got to have a process in place that automates the whole thing and takes people through this process that I just broke down in an automated way. And that's what makes up the client attraction system. It's not just a funnel. Mm-hmm. It's not just Facebook ads and driving traffic or YouTube or none of that type of stuff. It's like having the whole system that makes these two things work together that brings out clients and other
things. One of the things I love about that is you talk about systems, and one of the things we preach is that systems be goals every single time, right? If you have a system, because the system is how you get to the goal. You gave us the awareness, you gave us the attraction, you gave us the engagement, and then you gave us the final process. For those folks that are out there, Craig Hazel, thanks for joining. Eric Hollick, my man, thanks for being in the house. He's doing a big awareness thing right now with his podcast. Thanks so much. Helen is out there. Naomi, I can't say hello to everybody. I wish I could, but thank you all for joining. Dude, do me a favor, because I'm going to ask him to break down each of those layers. So I'm going to say, give him a definition for awareness. Give us a definition for interest, I think it was. Give us a definition for engagement. I'm going to ask him to do that, but before he does that, I want you to bless another entrepreneur. I want you to support someone. Here's what you can do. Marquell said he don't need no Cash App payments today. He didn't ask for that. He don't need a credit card. What you can do, you can hit the share button. And when you hit the share button, just write down client attraction system, hashtag Marquell Russell. Just put client, like hit the share button. You have his permission. I'm going to ask him right now to release. He says, Shay, I ain't holding back. You hit the share button, hit the watch party button. Now, this might not be for you. Maybe you got as many clients as you need right now. No worries. But there's someone else out there that says, no, I need high-paying clients. No, I got people coming in, Shay, but they're not the right clients. Marquell promised to help out in the time that he has. So hit the share button, hit the watch party button, and write these words. Client attraction system, Hashtag Markquell Russell. So Markquell, break down each of those for us. And for those folks that are out there, do me a favor. As he does that, will you write right below? Like, he's going to give you step one. He's going to give you step three. He's going to give you step four. He's going to give you a definition. Write that in the notes. Let's bless someone else. All right, Markquell, I want to turn over to you, man. I'm in the front row. I want more high-paying clients. I don't know about you guys, but that's what I'm looking for, okay? Take it away, my man.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's four layers. So the first layer is awareness. This is like you getting in front of people, people becoming aware of who you are. So, for example, some of you watching right now, this is your first awareness of me. Or some of you, maybe this is maybe your first awareness of Shay. So you become aware of who I am, for example, or people becoming aware of who you are. So people, when they see your ad for the first time, that's awareness. When people see that ad, I'm just going to use the word ad. When people see that, some of them are going to become, they're going to become interested based on your messaging, what you said, your positioning, how they resonate with you. Some people are going to become interested, right? And they're going to be like, sounds interesting. Now the third layer is going to be engaged. Some of those people who become interested, they're going to click on your link. They're going to land over on your landing page, which is where they opt in for your free gift or whatever you're giving them. And then they're going to engage. Engage may look like opting in, for example. Enter your name and email just to kind of hear more. So they're going to engage. And then some of those people who engage are going to become clients, right? So it's that whole funnel look, right? And obviously at the bottom is smaller where they become a client. And the way you get more to come out the bottom is by obviously getting more people at the top who become aware of you. And that's when the marketing and sneer yourself out there. So that's like the four layers. It's they become aware of you for the first time based on what you say, your message and all that good stuff. Then they're going to be, some are going to become interested. Some are going to engage and some are going to become client. The magic word there, the powerful word there is some. Because some people, for whatever reason, they do marketing, they do advertising, and they get mad when everybody is not doing it. And they're trying to figure out, how do I get everybody? And it's not really designed to get everybody. Your client attraction system is designed to sort out and repel the people you don't want. And it's designed to attract and convert the people you do want.
Take a moment. That's a perfect example. Take a moment, if you will, and break down maybe three ways that folks can create an awareness. So if you're out there right now, Markquell, known as the king of client attraction, he's here now. And I just asked him a question that for some of you, you would have to be at his two-day a boot camp. Okay. Some of you, you would pay lots of money for this, but he's going to share at least three ways that you can at least attract someone. He didn't say they're going to be engaged. He didn't say they're going to be interested, but you can at least attract, I'm sorry, not attract, awareness. So maybe three ways that you can create some type of awareness to where you are right now.
Go Absolutely. Ahead. So I think number one is like taking note of what Shay is doing here. Brilliantly, right? He does these regularly. So like having your own show. So a lot of times, I think people spend too much time trying to get on other people's platforms instead of creating your own. Shay has his own platform here, right? So this is the number one way to get on. Get on, add massive value, and then other people are going to plug in. And once they get inundated, they're going to share it as well. So they're like, okay, I'm getting value. Let me share it with other people. So number one, create your own show similar to this. Where you're putting out value into the marketplace. There's a lot of different ways you can do that. Podcasting, to set up like Shay has here, going live or whatever the case may be. So that's number one. Number two is paid advertising. This is hands down one of the fastest ways to get in front of a ton of people who want your products and services. Paid advertising. You can do Facebook ads, YouTube ads. One of my favorites is Facebook and Instagram ads. So running ads. So that's number two. Number three, as you creating content, it doesn't necessarily got to be a show format. It can be just like you putting out value-based videos. So you up doing a quick 1 to 2 minute selfie style video, doesn't have to be anything fancy. You putting that on Instagram, you know, you putting that on Facebook, leveraging whatever platforms you're on, YouTube, putting out valuable content, getting in front of your ideal people, solving their problems in advance in your content. And I think those are the three ways you can immediately get awareness, no matter where you are in your business and in your process.
So for those of you that are out there right now, Joan Cornerwoman Wilson, thanks for joining. William Thomas, for all of you right now. He just laid out a blueprint for creating awareness. Doesn't cost you anything unless you run ads.
Yep.
It's the first step. And for many of you, your number one responsibility as an entrepreneur, your number one goal every single day as an entrepreneur, your number one goal is to get up and find someone with a problem. And I'm going to ask Marquell, now that he's given you three ways that you can create awareness, he only has so much time. So I'm going to say, look, man, will you take a minute and share maybe one way that someone that's out there right now can maybe get someone interested? Now, this is a loaded question because you guys all do multiple things, okay? And he might give one or two examples, but you're like, okay, Shay, I'm willing, I'm willing to write the check, okay? I'm willing to put the time in. Okay, I'm going to try to create some awareness. Now, Shay, how do I try to get them interested? Well, I don't know. That's why we got the king of client attraction, Marquell. Marquell, talk to us.
Yeah, so I think the best way to do it when it comes to creating interest is like in your marketing, in your ads, anything you put out. I think because you've been talking about it the whole time, it's like your ideal client, you know that they have a specific problem, right? So they have a specific problem and they want to be removed from that problem and be at another point in their life. So I think the way that you create interest is you speaking to that problem. So a homework assignment that I would give everybody listening. A homework assignment that I would give everybody that's listening right now is I would say, if you don't already know, write down the top 10 pains and frustrations of your ideal client. Not the clients you've been working with, if those not your ideal clients. What are the top 10 pains and frustrations of your ideal client? And then you want to write down the top 10 dreams and aspirations of your ideal client. So the top 10 dreams and aspirations of your ideal client and the top 10 pains and frustrations and challenges of your ideal client, and write those down. And when you put them down, take it a step further and like really put into like vivid detail, right? And then in your messaging, whether that's through your content, through your show, through your ads, everything you put out, you tie that and weave it into it, speak into that one person, and that's how you create interest, because they're gonna say, okay, Shay knows me, he understands me, or such and such knows me, they get me, they understand where I am. And then once you meet them where they are, now you can kind of guide them to where they want to be. So I think that's the biggest way that you can create interest, you know, in your market. And also, I would say showing up 100% authentically while doing. Don't feel like you got to be anybody else. Don't feel like you got to look a certain type of way, talk a certain type of way. Whoever you are, 100%, the highest form of you being that, showing up in that way authentically, and then delivering your message, speaking to the problem and the solution that your ideal client has and wants.
You know, as you're all listening out there, I want you to hear these words because he's laying it out and making it plain. Never underestimate the power of the fundamentals. This might sound like, Shay, but it's not a duh question. The question is, what level are you executing at? The question is, what are you doing every moment of every minute of every day to attract clients in a systematic way that works for you? Now, I'm going to ask him, and he didn't know he was going to do this. He can't just leave us hanging, right? He gave us A, awareness. He gave us I, for interest. I think the third one, if I'm hearing correctly, was engagement. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, third one is engagement. Now, for folks that are out there, if Marquell's doing a good job and you're hearing and getting some good stuff, do me a favor. Look right below the video and just put, thank you, Marquell. Put, we appreciate you, Marquell. Just put some great stuff, Marquell, because he stopped his day to be here with you. And he can always make more money, but he cannot make more time. If you follow him, loves spending time with his wife and his children. He loves that. The little one just born. He loves that. He's here with you right now. So give us engagement, if you will. And if you haven't hit the share button, sorry, Marquell, if you haven't hit the share button, hit the button right now. Like, don't hold this to yourself. Don't just say, well, I don't want someone else to know what I'm doing. No, we believe in the giver's economy. The person that outgives the competition, I promise you, will out-earn the competition. So hit the share button if you never hit it before in your life. And just write client attraction system, hashtag Marquell. And if you don't want to write anything like, Shay, I want to write all that stuff, just hit the share button, okay? Just hit the watch party button and let someone else be blessed and share it into a group that you're a member of. All right, Marquell, give us engagement.
Absolutely. So engagement is, there's a couple of different levels of engagement, right? So the first thing you want them to do is let's say we're going to just use this in the ad content or marketing content context. Once they click on it and they land over on your landing page, That's the first level of engagement. That's a micro commitment. They committed to clicking on the link and then going over to your page, right? Where you told them they're going to get something. On that page, you want to give them something of value that solves an immediate problem for them. So you don't want to say, you know, join this thing for my free newsletter, or opt in here to get a daily email tip, or, you know, for a 60-day video training course. None of that. You want it to be something really simple that they can easily opt in and consume, right? So, for example, we have this thing called the Paid Ad Playbook. It basically breaks down how to get 50 to 100 leads for your business every day and convert them into $3,000 to $10,000 clients, right? Something they can easily download, immediately get into, and implement. So, like, what can you give away for free that shows them that you're actually good at what you're doing, you know your stuff? Because the best way to show people that you can help them is not just by talking about how great you are, is by actually helping them. So you give them something for free, so they land over that page, they give you the name and email or just an email in exchange for something free. So that's one way to engage. The second way to engage is by actually consuming it, right? So that's whether that's a video or a downloadable, them actually consuming it, that's the second way to engage. And then the third way to engage is like whatever your next step is. So for example, that third way could be, you know, scheduling a call. If you're selling something for $3,000, $10,000 or more, that'd be as simple as scheduling a call or coming to one of your events or jumping on or them opening your emails and your follow-up emails, right? And then getting on your Facebook Live or jumping onto your show or checking out your podcast episode or whatever. These are like different, these are different points of engagement. And the more points of engagement you give them, and the more they take action on, obviously, the more likely they are to convert to actually becoming a client. Does that make sense, Shay?
That makes a lot of sense. And people forget the engagement piece. Many times I hear them say, well, Shay, my list isn't that big. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's a guy that walked this planet only had 12, right? You only need the folks who have an interest, want, or desire to get the problem solved for the solution that you have. And that's what Marquell's talking about. He's doing it at a surface level that y'all can all do. You can go do this. He talks about attracting high paying clients, right? He's just saying, hey, look, this is just a system, no matter where you are. All right, there was the A, I, E, and what was the fourth one?
Fourth one was clients. That's when you could actually convert a client.
Okay, so take a moment and give us one way to convert a client. Some of you are like, okay, I know how to attract them, Shay. I got that. Oh, don't worry. I've got more toys that I need right now. I got this ebook and that and this. You got a whole bunch of stuff, but there's a problem. Right. It ain't converting nobody, right? I was talking to a client. I said, you know, you might want to throw all that stuff in the trash. What? You know how much money I spent on that? All right, well, you can keep it. It'll get you the results it's getting you. Or you may want to look at adding something to that. Right. It's not about how much money you spent. It's about what's relevant today. So take a moment and talk about conversions, that last C, clients.
Absolutely. So the biggest thing is, so one of our favorite ways, because you got different conversion methods. So you got, obviously, in call, you have events. There's a lot of different ways to convert a client. I know one of our personal favorites, and I know Shay loves this one as well, is over-the-phone conversations. Now, a lot of people weird out over the phone conversations, but from what I've seen, it's the highest converting process. It's like that and events are two of the highest converting mechanisms there is. Now, events is a whole nother animal, so I'm going to just speak specifically about calls. Anybody can implement that today. It's literally just hopping on the phone, having a conversation with somebody. They go through this process we just broke down. They apply to have a call, so they fill out an application, the whole nine yards. So they apply to speak to you or somebody on your team, and now you have a simple conversation with them. Now, this isn't like a hard sales conversation. It's basically essentially finding out where they are right now, figuring out where they want to go, and then seeing if you can help them. And if you can help them, you let them know you can help them, and they ask you to, you know, tell them more. And then you tell them how it works, and then you enroll them. So it's like a real laid-back conversation. We call this the lean-out approach. So you're leaning out, they're leaning in. And the goal is for them to sell you on why you should let them buy versus you selling them on why they should buy. Now, you probably think, okay, how do you do that? Well, sales starts in your marketing. So a lot of times people spend a lot of time on the phone trying to overcome objections, you know, trying to convince people, doing presentations over the phone, all this different type of stuff. All that should be done in your marketing. Like, you can literally have frequently asked questions done in your marketing, testimonials, showing people who you are, how great you are. Can you help them? A lot of that stuff can literally be done in your marketing. It should be done in your marketing. So Peter Drucker has this quote where he says, marketing makes selling superfluous, basically makes selling unnecessary. Because if you're doing your marketing right, now when it comes down for them to make a sale, they've already been sold through your marketing. I'm going to break this down another simple way to drive this point home. So I like to look at marketing and sales as golf, like golf. So when you first start off at golf, the goal is to use the driver to hit the ball off the tee and get the ball as close to the hole as possible, right? And then based on how close you get to the hole, I mean, the goal is to get the ball to the hole. Let's call the ball your prospect. Let's call the hole the sale. And then the driver is your marketer. So by the time you get the ball to the hole, you want to just be able to tap it into the hole and it goes in. So it's literally the same exact thing. By the time you get the ball, the prospect, to the sale conversation or for the point of sale, you want it to be a simple, ask a few questions, and then you make the enrollment, or you may find out that it's not a good fit for them, and then you'll make some other recommendations which would be of more valuable to them. Because obviously if you can't help them, you don't take their money out of integrity, you just make some other recommendations and they love you even more just because of that.
Mm. Love you even more because of that. And how many people would want more clients? Every single one of you would raise your hand. You know, Marquel, why do you think folks just think they can rely on referrals? When you ask folks what is their number one way of generating clients or attracting clients, they always say, well, mine is just referrals. Versus really stepping back and having a system in place. Let's take a minute or two and kind of talk about that. And for all of you out there, I want you to know that every single one of you can do this. Sometimes we have shows and it's about getting results in your life. And that's important. We want you healthy. We want you to make sure that you are taking care of your family. We want you to have really good relationships. And then other times we have these very special VIP broadcasts where you have an expert like Marquel, that this is all he does is eat, sleep, and breathe client attractions. And he takes time out of his day to say, you know what? I know you're feeling good, but you could do more good if you just had more revenue. Because if you had more revenue, you could purchase more resources. So some of you sitting back saying, I would love to run ads, but I don't make enough money. Well, he's sharing with you some resources to do that. And for that, we're very humble. So this will put money in your pocket if you let him. Marquel will change your life. So take a moment, Marquel, and talk about the difference between just relying on referrals versus having a true system in place.
Great question. So basically, I think referrals are great. So don't get me wrong. I think referrals should just be like the cherry on top, right? It's the result of you helping people. You provide an amazing service. People are going to go out and talk about you. I don't think, in my opinion, we shouldn't rely on referrals because it doesn't give you control over your business. So in business, the number one, the most powerful thing you can have in business is control. Control of your lead generation, control of your operations, you know, all those different things that come with that, right? So control is hands down the most important thing you can have with your business. And relying on referrals doesn't give you that control. So of course you want to have that, but you can't really scale it up. So let's say, for example, you make 5 figures a year or 6 figures a year with referrals, let's just say. If you want to scale that up to 7 figures, how do you do that? You're going to have to get more referral partners, more affiliate partners, get these people to refer you more or whatever. However, if you got a client attraction system, you can easily ramp up the amount of people from your awareness level that goes through the interest level, the engaged level, and then the client level. So you have a lot more control. Does that make sense, Jay?
That makes a lot of sense right there on the spot. And you're nailing it spot on right now. For those folks that are out there, if you haven't hit the share button, hit the share button. Pay the message for it and write down client, hit the share button, or hit the watch party, then write down client attraction system, # Marquel Russell. You might say, Shay, why do you keep yelling, hit the share button, Shay, hit the watch party. I'm trying to pay attention because we're on a mission. And our mission is to impact 10 million other entrepreneurs that are out there. And we know there's someone just like you who's sitting there that might not know this is even going on. So you're helping us get the message in front of people we want to get in front of the most. Marquel, we have a mantra here. It's one of our core beliefs to the foundation of the Happy Entrepreneur Show, which is today is my January 1st, no matter what's going on. Now, for those folks that are watching and you're regulars, you can go ahead and look right below the video and write those words. Today is my January 1st. You can write that down right now. And for others who are hearing it for the very first time, today is my January 1st. It represents one of those moments, and it's probably 10,000 throughout a day, where you have to make a decision. And that decision could forever change the trajectory of your life. So you either decide you're going to work out while you're home, or you sit back and watch Netflix and binge watch and sit on the couch. You decide you're going to either work on your business, or you're going to just relax and do absolutely nothing. It's a do-over. It's a fresh start. When you hear those words, Marquel, today is my January 1st, what do you hear? What does it mean to you?
What that means to me is like you – right now in this moment, no matter what happened yesterday, I can start every day brand new. So like one of the biggest, so like if you had a bad night, you had a bad, whatever the case may be, yesterday didn't go as performed, whatever happened, today is my January 1st. You get to start brand new, new goals, new focus, new opportunity, new levels of growth. And now you come out the gate full throttle. Every single day you get to do that all over again. I think that's what it means to me.
Yeah, what was your January 1st moment where you decided, you know what, I'm going to draw a line in the sand and I'm going to master this thing on client attraction, right? And you said, I'm going to be that guy that teaches folks how not to be stuck with not enough clients, but how to have unlimited high-paying clients. What was your January 1st moment?
So I think for me, so I was in the network marketing world, and I had the last company I was in, I became like the number one recruiter in the company out of 50,000 people, and it was going great. And but I was kind of looking at things. I'm like, okay, the math wasn't making sense for the type of numbers that I was doing. There's nothing wrong with the model. Don't get me wrong. Saved my life. But I was kind of looking at things, and I was like, all right, what if I did my own thing compared to if I just did this or whatever the case might be? And I found out that a lot of people was reaching out to me trying to figure out what was I doing. How were we doing? And they were willing to pay us to learn how to do it. This is like right around when I discovered that coaching was even a thing. So at that moment, I was like, you know what? From a math standpoint, it just makes way more sense to just go all in on this, master this specific craft. Because I know that if you solve a big problem, that's really what entrepreneurship is all about, right? So I was like, okay, you know, 8 out of 10 businesses, 534,000 businesses get started every month. 8 out of 10 of those businesses are out of business within 18 months, mainly because they don't know how to consistently get clients in the door. So what if we just committed and made our life's work helping solve that problem? And we just been all in on that ever since.
I love it, man. How can people connect with you? They're out there right now. They're like, man, I love what I'm hearing. Jay, this is great. I've got to put focus on this, Jay. I've got to do it. How can they connect with you, and how can they stay in this conversation over and beyond where we are right now?
Yeah, for sure. So basically, I'm on whatever your social media, favorite social media platform is. So Instagram, if you go to Instagram and you go to Marquel Russell, MarquelRussell, you can connect with me over there on Instagram and, you know, shoot, you know, click the blue button and shoot me a DM and say, you know, hey, Marquel, I was on the Happy Entrepreneur Show and let's chat. If you're on Facebook, you're not on Instagram, you know, of course, Marquel Russell, you should be able to click, you know, my name around here somewhere, shoot me a DM. If you add me on my personal page, shoot me a DM and let me know you're on the show, and I will delete somebody so we can add you because we've kind of maxed out. So shoot me a DM and let me know. And I got a free gift for everybody who's listening. So if you want to go more in depth on this, and you want like some over the shoulder screen, click by click, downloadable action guide of how to implement this stuff into your business, if you go to paidadplaybook.com, that's PAIDAD playbook. .com, 100% free. I give you my whole playbook and some bonus trainers that come along with it as well to show you how to implement this stuff like right away into your business.
And tell them one more time where to go to get the playbook.
It's paidadplaybook.com. So PAIDAD playbook.com, and you can get everything for 100% free.
I love it, man. I love it. You know, Marquel, one of the things we believe in is we believe in affirmations. We believe in core values. And I don't know if I shared this with you, but one of the things that we've been on a mission to do is we're on a mission to help folks as they're going through these times. Oops, that's not it. Going through these times, kind of with the Happy Entrepreneur Manifesto, because we know there's affirmations that are out there and folks are trying to stay focused and motivated throughout the day. And we're on a mission to help, as you see here, about 10 million business entrepreneurs over the next 10 years really improve their mindset, their belief system around attracting goals, attracting clients, as you said, which is so very, very important. And one of our favorite on here, by the way, and if you're out there watching, you may know what I'm about to do. And if you're like, hey, Shay, these are the core values. Yeah. One of our core values is I believe spending quality time with family is non-negotiable. I got a call recently from one of my clients and she's like, hey, Shay, I've been so busy the last 3 weeks that I wasn't spending time with my family. And she happened to open it up. It had nothing to do with me, but it was in her email. And she opened up and said, you know what? I believe that, but guess what? I'm not doing it. And so it encouraged her to slow down a little bit. I believe automation is the key to reclaiming our time. I do believe, Marquell, there is a 25th hour. And that 25th hour is automation. There is more than 1,440 minutes when you have a system in place that's running when you're not there. What I want Marquell to talk about for a moment is just the results that show up in your life are just as important as the results that show up in your bank account. Yeah, he's all about getting the money, but if you do follow him, you'll see he's also about getting results in your life. So the comment is the results in your life are just as important as the results that are in your bank account. For those folks that are out there saying, Shay, this looks great. I would love to get a copy of the manifesto. Look, there's no upsell, no downsell, no cross sell, none of that stuff. You can just go over and you can just text the word manifesto. So you would open up your phone. You would go to where you type in normally a word or you type in a comment or emoji. Just type in manifesto. And then you would just type up top for the phone number 202-999-3515. When you text the word manifesto to 202-999-3515, you will get the Happy Entrepreneur Manifesto. No cost, no charge, no catch, okay? I do want you to get it. I want you to pay it forward to someone else. Just follow the instruction when you get the text back. After you text 202-999-3515, you put the word manifesto. A text will come back to you. Just hit the link, okay? Once you hit the link and you get there, just hit the download button. Pay it forward to someone else, and then let me know which one resonated with you. Like, you and I would be in this little personal conversation, so I'll know what resonates with you, by the way. Marquell, take a moment and just talk about the results that show up in your life are just as important as the results that show up in your bank account.
Absolutely. So it's interesting, I posted this a couple of days ago, and I call this the 5-year rule. So I said, whatever you want, and I tell my kids this as well. I say, whatever you want 5 years from now, you got to start working on now. So I tell my son, he's 16. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, 5 years from now, you'll be 21. I get, you like playing the game. I get it, right? I totally get it. But 5 years from now, you'll be 21. What do you want when you're 21? You can't start working on it when you're 21. You got to start working on it now. And I always tell people, like, and I posted this online yesterday, it's interesting you asked this, it's like, whatever you have in your life right now, business, family, health, whatever, is a result of your last 5 years. And whatever you have 5 years from now will be a result of what you're working on today. So if nothing happens by mistake, it's not going to just all of a sudden happen. Some people say good things happen, or something is things get better with time. Only way things get better with time is if you get better. Things don't just get better. It's if you get better. So what you're working on now will manifest what you have 5 years from now. And what you have in this moment, if you don't like it or if you're happy about it, right, is a result over the past 5 years. So I think that's huge.
Yeah, man, that's very important. Thanks a lot for sharing a very key point. Why does Marquell Russell still do this? I mean, you could be doing other stuff with your time, but why do you still get on these type of shows and spend your time pouring out, sharing the best ideas that you share with your clients and others? Why do you do this, man?
I do this because I'm obsessed with this stuff, to be honest with you. I'm just being totally frank. I'm obsessed with entrepreneurship. I'm a student first. So, yes, people see me on stages and shows and things of that nature. That's fine. But I'm always a student. When I go to speak at events, I typically get there the day before or I'm there for the entire event because I'm not only there to speak, but I'm there to learn. So, like, when I get on the show, even with Shay, I'm looking at what Shay is doing. I'm texting just like everybody else texting. I want that manifesto. I'm always learning. Shay is doing his thing. So, it's things that Shay has that I can learn as well. So, I'm a student first. That's number one. So, I'm an obsessed student. And I'm an obsessed teacher. So I love it. And also, I'm always thinking legacy because I believe every decision you make is a long-term decision. So I'm thinking legacy. So I'm thinking this content that I'm creating right now, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years from now, people will still be able to access this content and the content we put out. So, you know, now your kids or your, you know, so forth and so on, people will be still listening to this stuff. So it's like not only impact right now, but just like we listen to the Jim Rohns and the Zig Ziglars who are no longer here, people will still be listening to the content we're putting out now, years and years and years and years from now. So it's impact now and it's legacy impact and building that solid legacy. So now my kids, they have something they can go out and step on. And because of the impact that I've been able to create in the world, people will see them and like, wow, you're Marquell Russell's son or daughter. You're good just because of the work that he did when he was here and how he's impacted my life and so forth.
Man, that means so much, man. I know we're coming down the home stretch, about to close out. Do you mind, you don't have to share a name unless you want to. Do you mind maybe sharing a story of a client that you work with that some folks out there might be meeting you for the very first time? They're like, oh, wow, man, this is just great stuff. I just wonder if I'm the right person he should be working with. So it's a two-part question. Number one, kind of share maybe a story or two if you want. You don't have to. Of someone maybe you work with along this journey, just kind of help them get to where they are. And then when you finish that, take a minute before we close up and talk about the type of client that you work with. I mean, do they have to have all their stuff together? Do they have to have bought all these systems? Do they have to already spend all this money with coaches? I mean, give them a sense of like, who does Marquell work with?
Absolutely. So a couple of stories. I could literally go all, I could go like, it could be a whole nother hour just with stories.
Just
right?
Take one, man.
I'm going to give you one. So I got one client, her name is Jasmine, right? So when Jasmine and I started working together, she was still a teacher, but she was, you know, doing some coaching and stuff on the side, but she was still a teacher. She was like right around, you know, working towards the six-figure mark. So we started working together. She broke the six-figure mark. I think she did like, once we start implementing the strategy we just talked about, she did about 27,000 her first month, and then she did like 47,000 something the next month, but she scaled up pretty quickly. So she went from not making six figures consistently to doing about 30 to 40 grand consistently. So she turned her, what was her annual income, turned it into her monthly income. So that's one example. I'm gonna give you another quick example. Cause you asked me like, do people gotta have their stuff together? So Jasmine was already a coach. She was doing her thing. She had a skill set. Another gentleman named Zahn, who I work with, when we started working together, he had just, you know, got laid out from his job, but he had a skill and he wanted to turn that into a coaching program. So we helped him turn it into a coaching program. This was in January. Within about 100 days, he grew that coaching program from brand new, never knowing anything about this stuff. He didn't even know what Facebook ads were. He didn't know what funnels were. He didn't know what none of this stuff was 100 days ago. Now he has a coaching business, a high-ticket coaching business where, you know, he's making five figures a month. And like, I got to give you one last example because this kind of ties into everything else. So it's take up the time.
Sure, go ahead.
So
go ahead.
One last example. And I tell people all the time that our system is so simple that a 12-year-old can do it. And here's some proof. So I have another client named Kristen. Some of y'all might know Kristen. Kristen the Truth Jones. So Kristen, we started working together. So he had been taught how to do this stuff one way. And I was like, hey, man, you can simplify this stuff and really maximize it. So he's like, all right, tell me. So what we did, we turned this program into a $3,000 program. And he landed his first $3,000 client. He told me, he was like, by the time I turned 13, I wanted to make it six figures. He's 13 now, and he's done, last time I interviewed him a month or so ago, he's done over $105,000 in sales. And that's just in the $3,000 program. That doesn't include his other program. So he's done over $105,000 in sales, and he's 13 years old. So those are three, you know, different examples. Now, to answer your question, the type of clients we work with, we mainly work with coaches, consultants, and experts. So mainly we work with a ton of coaches and consultants. We also work with a lot of like speakers, authors, and service providers, mainly service providers who want to turn their service offering into a leveraged program, where we turn it into a high ticket coaching or consulting program, or speakers who want to disconnect them having to work. So most speakers, especially right now, like their income is kind of, it's interesting because they can't speak. So we work with a lot of speakers to help them package up what they speak about and the knowledge and expertise and help them turn it into a leveraged online coaching program. So we work with speakers in that realm and authors. Obviously, it's really challenging to get the six or seven figures with just the book. So we show authors how to add, you know, a higher ticket coaching program and consulting program on the back end of their book to help them scale their business. And the same thing with people who sell like online courses and things of that nature. So that whole expert dynamic who want to create, you know, high ticket six or seven figure coaching businesses. That's kind of the realm we're playing.
Yeah, I love it, man. Thanks so much for being on the Happy Entrepreneur Show. We certainly appreciate you, man. You're here. You gave. You played full out. And that's all that we can ask for everyone out there. Make sure you connect with him. I think he said www.paidadplaybook.com. I think it's paidadplaybook.com. Make sure you head on over there right now. Marquell, thanks a lot, man. You got a heart to give. You have a heart to serve. You're really an amazing person. I have had a chance to meet him on a couple of occasions. Marquell Russell, you see sitting on that side, is the same guy he is, except he may have a backpack on his back when he rocks, when he walks in, if he ever able to do that again. You know what I'm saying? But it is, and he is, the real deal. So take a moment, if you would, and close us out, man. We appreciate it. Any final thoughts you have for those folks that are out there? As you know, through the power of these fiber optic lines, it will go out. Okay, so we got to go back to work. Now, you can still hit the share button. Okay, if you're just tuning in and you're watching, like, man, this was really good. I caught it. I want to hit the replay. I want to see it again. Hit the share button. Hit the watch party button. And when you do it, just put client attraction system, hashtag Marquell Russell. So just go ahead and do that. And then once you do that, then just feel good about yourself. Just pat yourself on the back and say good job, or just do a silent applause. See, that's the digital applause that you can give Marquell. He didn't say give me a digital applause. The digital applause is pay the message forward. We believe in the giver's economy. All right, Marquell, I'll turn over to you for your closing comments. Man, thanks a lot once again. I really appreciate you.
For sure. My closing remarks are simple. Is I believe that everything starts with vision. Right. So being crystal clear on what it is that you want for your business, for your life. And really, once you get clear on that, write it down. Put it down on paper and pencil. Right. The Bible says write the vision and make it plain. Right. So now you got a plan to run with. Get clear on that vision. Remind yourself of that vision every day. Looking at it, reviewing it. Now you're focused. So no matter how challenging things get, no matter how, you know, what happens in the economy, in the economy, because your economy, you always have control over the economy, maybe not so, but as long as you focus on your economy, you always got control. So focus on every day, that vision you have for yourself, that vision you have for your family, and stay focused on that and continue to put one step ahead of the other. And no matter how challenging things get, look at that vision, remember why you started, dust yourself off, and continue to put one foot ahead of the other. And I believe you'll be just fine.
Put one foot ahead of the other. I want you to know that you're amazing. We appreciate you. Make sure you stay in contact. If you hit the like button just to join us here at the Happy Entrepreneur Show, please do that, by the way. If you want to hit the review button and leave a comment, that really helps us out. But I do want you to know that you're amazing. I want you to know you're incredible, and you've got greatness inside you. That for you, today is your January 1st. You now can go attract the right clients. Today is your January 1st. You can get them interested, and you can engage them. And today is your January 1st. You'll have clients. That means you'll have the resources, and you'll make a difference and a dollar for someone else. With that being said, my name, by the way, for folks who know who's doing all that screaming, is Shea Brown, the Happy Entrepreneur. Make it a great day, everyone. And I promise you, from the bottom of my heart, we'll make some good things happen. We connect again next time. Remember, time is long. Life is short. Live in the moment and make it count. God bless. Thanks a lot, Marquell. We wish you peace, man. We're out of here. Thank you, guys. We'll see you again soon. Can't wait. So much fun. I made to my mom. I only did this message for one person, and that's my mom. This is for you, mom. Love you. My name is Shea Brown, the Happy Entrepreneur. Make it a great day, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, check. Shea Brown.
Mic check, mic check.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Man. Got money on my mind. Man. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Yes. Yeah.
And they stay there.
Thank you, Governor.